Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Arm, and your host. We have a great show for you today. I should say we have a wonderful show for you today. We're going to focus on financial wellness, especially during the holidays. And I also have a couple of stories. I always got stories that I want to tell you. I hope that you laugh at them sometimes, but they're serious stories for everybody. But now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, how about that one? Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. And as I mentioned today, we love them too. Today's theme is about financial wellness. And I'm excited to introduce Jasper Chawla, Senior Vice President of Saving Products at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Welcome, Jasper. It's so good to have you on the show, on the podcast.
Thank you, Sergeant Major Tilley. It is my pleasure to be part of this podcast. Looking forward to our discussion.
All right. I'm looking forward to being pumped out. I know you're a motivated person there, and I know I want to laugh and have fun. Hey, you know, I know the audience is eager to hear all about the things that that you're doing in the Navy Federal Credit Union. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Outside of the professional life that you just covered, I'm a proud mom of two young men. One is 26, one is 23, and I have a fur baby, Cody. My husband and I have been married for 26 plus years now, and I love all things outside that require people and movement. Hiking, running, biking, dancing, you name it, I'm outside and love to be surrounded by people.
Oh, you sound just like me. I'm the same kind of person. I was looking at your body. I'm always out running slow, but I'm running. You know, I was reading something in your bio. It talked about wake up, work hard, have fun, be kind, repeat. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
I literally, it was something that someone told me. I've been friends with someone for, you know, several years. And even my family, they're like, all you do is you wake up and you have fun and you just are nice to people, and then you repeat it every single day. How can you just be so happy every single day? And I was like, well, why can't we be happy, right? We have so much to be thankful for, our blessings. So it has just over the years kind of become my go-to motivator, motto for every single day. And it's something that my kids now even leverage. And they're like, you know, if someone asks them, like, how do you get through the day? And it's like, I wake up, I work hard, I play hard, and I'm kind, and I repeat it. That's it. That's the magic.
You know, that's a great philosophy. I really myself now, I enjoy life. Of course, I believe in God, believe in life, I believe in people. And I want to be around people that are positive all the time. And you know, that's really good. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to use it when I go home tonight. That's for sure. Jasper, can you tell us a little bit about the services that Navy Federal Credit Union offers to our military communities and their families, and what that means really to you?
You know, great question. And I had to think about this a little bit because I've been asked this question a couple of times, as you can imagine, right? Working for Navy Federal for 20 plus years, almost 20 years now.
I thought you was about 18 years old. I can't believe that.
I haven't thanks. I used to work for one of the top four big banks. We'll leave it as that. That's how I started my banking career. And I was there for less than a year. And I knew I needed to get out of that salesy culture. It just didn't feel right. We had a family friend who used to work for Navy Federal. They happened to come over for dinner one night, talking to them how I really am not a fan of the pressure that we put on our teams at this bank. And they mentioned, well, have you checked out Navy Federal? And that kind of kickstarted my search for positions at Navy Federal. And then the rest is history, right? in terms of why Navy Federal for me and many other team members at Navy Federal, you know, members are an integral part of our organization, right? We truly say our members are the mission. They are not customers. And how can you not get behind such a great philosophy? And it was something just, it just resonated with me very quickly. And Navy Federal has given me a platform to help others, service members especially, and then have a fulfilling career alongside having a great family life. So, you know, I am proud to be a Navy Federal team member. I've been banking with Navy Federal for years, and I am so proud that in my own unique way, I'm serving the military every single day.
Absolutely. You know, I can just talking to you, I feel that, I feel the motivation and the enthusiasm that you have just in your voice and all the things you do. I mean, you're just, for me personally, I've been around the Navy Federal Credit Union a lot, and they just don't talk about taking care of service members. They take care of service members. I know a lot of people are, you know, sometimes it's all about money and everything else. But for the Navy Federal Credit Union, it's all about helping people. And I tell people all the time, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And what they do with what they have is every day of Navy Federal Credit Union's life, they help our veterans and families. And so I just, I thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate you and your family. And of course, I appreciate Navy Federal Credit Union each and every day. With the holidays coming up, I personally believe that financial wellness has become even more important. As you navigate the budget to get a handle on your spending, can you elaborate a little on this? And, you know, how do you go through that process?
So I, even to this day, even this year, start off with a budget for the holidays, right? And it goes from, it varies every year. Sometimes I'm doing it on paper. Sometimes I'm using my notes application on my phone. Sometimes it's an Excel sheet or some sort of application, because that makes sure that I don't overextend myself, right? I have a budget. I have intentions to stick to it. I'm committed to what I'm putting down on paper. And it's easy to let spending get out of control, especially around the holidays, because everybody's in a giving mood and buying mood. But our priority really needs to be the must-dos, right? Just because it's holidays, I cannot forget, like, not worry about my bills, right? I still need to pay my bills. And so I make sure that I'm still focused enough to make, to take care of my musts. And then I can work with any excess that I have to figure out my holiday budget. I take stock of what I can afford. And when it comes to gifts, food, celebrations, travel, vacations, because the kids are home during the holidays too, right? So you want to go somewhere. And then I try to just make sure that I am not unnecessarily, right as soon as the holiday ends, you know, it's New Year's, stressing myself out. At times that's meant, at times that's resulted in me looking at doing experience gifts for people, right? It doesn't always have to be monetary things or making food, cookies, baking. It's just people appreciate the intentions behind the gifts. So I try to make sure that I don't overextend myself at any moment during the holiday season. And then another way, another tool that's helpful for me personally is I'll usually allot those funds that I've allocated to holiday spending, gifts, celebrations in a different account, whether that's a checking or savings account, it doesn't matter, but it's dedicated simply to my holiday expenses. And when the account is empty, well, that's, you know, a clear cutoff sign for me to stop spending.
Yeah. You know, as you was talking, I was thinking of a lot of things that that you made me think about here just a minute ago. And one is, when I grew up as a kid, I was real poor. We didn't have anything. In fact, I may have told you this the other day. I lived in a laundry room the last 2.5 years I was at home. And, you know, just a bed big enough to get in there. I picked my feet up and closed the door. I had 3 shelves. I'd put my clothes on, a little vent I looked at. And so when it comes to saving, it's so important for me. But sometimes when you don't, when you don't have much money to give anybody anything, sometimes a hug or God bless you and thank you for what you're doing is it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but maybe that's all you have. And sometimes that's more than what you really think it is. I used to tell people when I was in the Army, just sometimes a pat on the back and say, you're doing a great job, or thank you for what you are doing. But it's about making contact and having the feeling. And again, that's what Navy Federal Credit Union does. It's about the feeling of helping people be successful in life. We're talking with Jaspreet Chawla from the Navy Federal Credit Union. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me. I always love saying that. Your host, Jack Attili, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. Jaspreet, to continue our discussion about financial wellness, what special benefits can our service members and their families take advantage of to save this holiday season?
I mean, most companies offer service member discounts, right? So if you're out shopping, bring your military ID along to see if any stores offer the discounts. Don't be afraid to ask. Be savings, that small savings can add up over the season. If you're getting your shopping done online this year, you can still put in your military ID information and look for a military discount. Research which retailers offer the discount online and see what the verification requirements are before you commit to purchasing something. You can use your nearest military exchange, right? Service members have access to military exchange at the closest base. You can find name brand items there that are sold tax-free, making this an easy way to shop smarter during the holidays. So I'd say, you know, just ask. There's a lot of companies who can get behind taking care of our service members and who do take care of our service members every single year, especially during the holiday season. So just ask. You'd be pleasantly surprised how much savings you're leaving at the table without asking.
You make something, bring up something to me again. I always ask when I go somewhere, even to a restaurant, to a store, whatever it is, and I ask my wife to do the same thing. And I would tell you that if I asked you if you support the military, if you give me kind of military discount, I may buy when I'm buying there again there at that time because I probably need it, but I may not come back. That's just the way most military people, and the people that are listening here, that's something to think about when you're out there talking to people about whatever and you say, hey, I'm a military and what kind of services do you offer me? Maybe a little bit of a discount. Usually it comes up to just being the tax, but it's something and they don't do anything. I think I shift and go somewhere else. Because that's not good. And so, it bothers me sometimes. There's a lot of people, they want to say thank you and all this other stuff, but sometimes saying thank you is not enough. Saying thank you with financially saying thank you. What do you recommend for those who can't afford gifts and they maybe want to be able to give or trips or wake up and, whatever, take something, some kind of title. What do you recommend for those guys?
I mean, even if you could afford gifts, I still say, look for making those connections and making the gifts count, right? Homemade gifts are so meaningful than a hefty price, a gift that comes with a hefty price tag, right? Those that love you would never want you to create a financial strain for the sake of gifts. So consider a homemade option for this holiday season, right? Whether it's baked goods, knitted scarves. I mean, even last year, I can afford the gift, but I still knitted scarves from some of my closest friends because I wanted to do that because it's more personal. And I think just keeping in mind whatever might be best for the recipient. Like for my nieces, for example, I've got two nieces who live pretty close by. And for them, the experience gifting is a big thing as they're growing up, right? A hiking trip with my nieces. I gave them like coupons to say, call me anytime and we'll go hiking. Or an afternoon tea with their princess dolls, which isn't going to cost me a whole lot because I'm going to make the tea and I'm going to bake the cookies, right?
There you go.
They'll enjoy those. So I always recommend, even if you're financially stable and can afford those gifts, try to include experience gifts when you can because they resonate and they go a long way in building those connections.
Yeah.
And stick to your budget. If you don't have the time to do homemade gifts or the experience gifts, then make a budget and stick to it. Or look to doing things like the Secret Santa so you don't have to buy a gift for everybody, right? Or do potlucks, ways to curtail the spend so you can buy a few things, not for every single person on your list.
Yeah, it's great comments, wonderful comments that I was sitting there thinking about again, thinking about stuff. What do you think about taking a Christmas card and writing a little note and saying, you know, God bless you, I love you a whole bunch, Merry Christmas, and send it to them? And the other thing is, I I'm quite a bit older than you, but I have grandchildren. In fact, I have great grandchildren now, and they give me gifts every year. Do you know the most important gift they give me is Grandpa, I love you, and sign your name. Yes. Oh man, yes. It means so much to
you
me
every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it's I would tell you, my refrigerator, of course, it's in the garage. We have pictures and even on the refrigerator in the house, we have pictures and letters from our grandkids and my son and all and we put them in, and they mean so much. They're more than money. They're more than money. Yes. So I just but I'd like the fact we get to. From my wife's sister, every birthday, older son is handicapped, and every birthday, holiday, or whatever, she writes him a personal little note and puts in, a couple of dollars or something like that. But that note is important. So I guess you think that's a great idea. I guess I don't know. Do you do anything like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I try to make some personalized gifts every single year, especially for like my close family and close friends. So absolutely. I love receiving personalized gifts, and whether it's a letter, a note, a card, a knitted scarf, whatever it may be, I'll take it.
There you go.
And I'll always take hugs.
You and me both. I'm a hugger. Hey, I'm going to throw something at you here. What's the best gift that you think, that you've ever received on Christmas or maybe even in life? Probably the best gift, of course, is your children and your husband and all your loved ones. But and I know you're going to say that. I'd say the same thing. But is there anything else? Is there anything else that you'd say? This is what would it be?
I mean, I think if I look back through the holiday seasons, right? And I'm in my 40s. I've had quite a few holiday seasons with my family. I'd say the best ones or the ones that resonate the most with me are the ones where we just spent time together playing board games. It was the gift of time, I would say, right? And that's like our family tradition. New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we pick a day and we play board games all night. And we stay in our pajamas. And then in the morning, if it's Christmas Eve, we'll go the next morning, and go to our nearest drive-through. And, a lot of families do this, pay for the car behind you, pay for their meal. And then go to like a close by, common kitchen and make meals for the homeless and stuff. So I'd say like the time is what we value. And that's why I say like personalized gifts go such a long way, and it just makes you feel good that you're doing something good with your family and teaching your kids what really giving is about during holiday season.
Yeah, answering my own question a little bit, I spent 36 years in the service, and my mother and father both passed away while I was on active duty. And it just breaks my heart because there's so many things that I wish I had done throughout my life before my mother and father passed away. And right. So for the people listening out there, I would tell you that on the holidays, we're talking about financial education. This is certainly important, and it's about taking care of people. It's about, I tell people, it's about living a life, having joined your family and doing all this stuff and really making sure that you have a financial plan to take care of your family. But don't forget about reaching out to your family and giving your mother and father and your brother and sister a hug. That's important. It's important in life. We need to love our fellow man and woman and all of our family. Look for the good in life. Enjoy life each and every day, because I know I do. And I know, Jasper, you do also. There's no question about that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Next Mission.
This Your Next Mission podcast is made possible by The Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major in the Army, Jack L. Taylor. We're blessed to be here today with Jaspreet Chawla. Hope I said that correctly. Senior Vice President of Saving Products at the Navy Federal Credit Union. They get on me all the time about messing up names and stuff. So anyway, I want our listeners to reach out to me. We're having a great discussion about financial education, and it's so important in our lives. And make sure you reach out to that Navy Federal Credit Union because they want to help you. They just don't talk about it. They want to do it. Tell us about your transition, and that's financial education is certainly important, especially preparing yourself before you do transition. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. You know, we're talking about financial education, financial wellness today, but there's a lot of stuff out there that we want to help you with, and it's not, we're just not going to talk about it. Just like I'm taking my own medicine. We're just not going to talk about it. We're going to do it. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134. And I'll actually reach back out to you. I'll call you or text you back, or you may be surprised, but I'll get a hold of you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Jaspreet, you're so motivated, I can't get out of here. We're loving every day. We're really heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I just have a couple of more questions. And I also want to make sure that financial education is so important. I want to make sure that if there's anything that we're missing or you want to throw in to help our veterans and families out, you let us know. We got through the holiday season and hopefully not at too much cost. What Navy Federal Credit Union products do you recommend for those ready to build back up their savings after the holidays?
Yep. Certificates, right? CDs. They allow for guaranteed turnover after a certain term and encourage you to commit to putting away money rather than spend it. It is not easily accessible. It's kind of like locked away for a term. So I'd say CDs are my go-to, like holiday money. When it comes in, it's going right in a CD, and I will repurpose that the following year to buy holiday presents for folks generally. So I'd say, look at CDs. There is a lot of terms you can choose for, and see what works best for you. A lot of folks use certificates to ladder, right? And that's a great way to build up your savings, your retirement for different things. And you enjoy the guaranteed returns with the certificate option. So I'd say that's my go-to product, has been my go-to product over the years.
Yeah. Hopefully I asked this correctly. Is there any other partners that you could use for military savers or saving habits that you ought to start or go into?
So we do partner with Consumer Federation of America, Military Save, annually encouraging members to take the pledge, which is commit to save. Saving season kicks off at the beginning of the year, right after the holidays. And there's a lot of organizations encourage service members and it's tax season. So you're getting tax returns back at the same time as you're getting possibly holiday money. So I'd say look for those opportunities because beginning of the year marks the saving season, marks the tax season when people are getting some returns. And look for campaigns where you might actually get paid to put away something because a lot of us offer small, incremental benefits. We do last year, one of the campaigns that we ran was around, set up a CD and a recurring deposit to it. And every time you make a recurring deposit to it and add to your savings, we'll give you $10 every time you make the saving into that account. So I'd say look for those opportunities because a lot of us put those out there because we know that saving is very important for our members and it needs to be top of mind coming right out of holiday season.
Do you have one of those right now that I can sign up for that I can, put in $10 and make a little bit of money off it? I'm always in for that one. What about starting a savings account for children? For kids, for my grandkids. That's, I always thought that's a pretty smart thing to do, especially if you start, even if it's not a lot of money, maybe $10, $20 a month or whatever. Is that a good thing to do for children?
Yeah. fantastic idea. I mean, those, you know, you're touching on a lot of things that I do for my nieces. Did them for my kids. My kids are all grown men. My boys are grown now. But for my nieces, instead of just buying a gift, it's get a CD in their name and lock it away so they can't touch it. And you add to it, you know, on their birthdays, and you add to it the next holiday season, or open a check, open a savings account, I would say, would be my preference. Unless they're at that age where they can easily transact, and you feel comfortable with the risk that you're taking with transaction accounts with minors, right? So I'd say a savings account is a great way to start off the minors. And then every time, you know, I have a little extra cash, I put add to it for them.
Yeah.
It teaches them the right habits.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you start a savings account or like that and say, okay, I'm going to put it in there, but he can't or she can't touch it until there's 21 years old, no matter what it is. Even I'm the primary and they're whatever. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So we have what we call a custodial savings account. That's sort of what you're describing right now. You can have a savings account without it being a custodial account. If you want to avoid you can always be an adult joint owner on a regular savings account if you don't want to start a custodial account.
Yeah.
And there's ways to kind of, you know, keep an eye on the transactions that are happening, money movement and stuff. Because all minor accounts do require an adult joint owner.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to bring up?
I'd say, you know, financial security is really important for everyone. I'd encourage everyone to get started. Today is, you know, as good as tomorrow is. So don't wait till tomorrow. Develop goals, start a savings plan, and start tracking your progress over time. Saving for the future for your family and achieving financial peace peace of mind needs to start now. And we're here to help you explore the options and be successful every step of the way. So reach out to us if you need anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's some great advice. You know, yesterday me and you was talking just a little bit, just as a prep call yesterday, and we talked about giving back. I told you, we all both talked about, you know, during the holidays, I think it's a good time to take a little extra time to give back. You want to talk any about that? I mean, you had some great recommendations yesterday, and I want to share them with the audience. Anything you want to say with that?
I mean, I think we all know this. Holidays are about sharing, caring, right? And spreading joy. Like that's what makes holidays so wonderful. And let's extend that not just for our family or friends, but for others as well. So volunteer, donate, give a little, and brighten everyone. Try to brighten as many folks' holiday season as you can, and make them happy. It means so much when you see a stranger smile and say thank you because you bought a backpack for someone who really needed a backpack. It's the littlest things that can make a difference for someone during a holiday season, especially folks who might not be as fortunate as we are. So I'd say, you know, make the holiday time joyous for as many as you can make it for. Touch as many as you can.
Yeah, no, that's a great advice. You know, I think I told you yesterday, but I own a small company, and so I asked all the guys in the company. I always go to grade schools. I hate to hear about anybody struggling during Christmas or holidays. And so at the school, we buy turkeys. So there's probably four or five schools we buy turkeys for. And it just, you know, it's not a whole lot, but it's something. And I think if everybody in this country, if you'd listen to Jaspreet about what she's talking about, it's about giving. It's about thinking about people. It's about a country. It's about God. It's about not having something for yourself, but having something for everybody. So they can be blessed during the holidays. And sometimes, I'm thinking about all this stuff. I've been deployed so many times, and I've missed so many Christmases and so many holidays in my life. And so it's important. It's important to think about your fellow man or woman. Never forget, that's for sure. I'm Jack Attilly, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you for listening today. We've talked about a lot of stuff, I know, but financial wellness is so important to all of us. And the Navy Federal Credit Union just doesn't talk about taking care of service members. They do it each and every day. So I just, you know, I want to personally thank them again for just taking the time to come on the podcast and talking to us. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Okay, it's got to be a good review. I don't want nothing bad, but if you have to write it, write it. You know, I'm a big guy, I can take it. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. We want to continue to put veterans to work and, you know, financial education, getting a job. It all sort of, it's a big circle. We all come back together, but it's all about, it's about giving. And I, again, I love saying that it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media channels. I'm an old guy. I never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thanks again to Jasper E. Charlie for being with us today. It was just really great having you on the podcast. You're a wonderful person. You have a great personality. And I'm sure that people are blessed just being around you because you motivate them. You motivate them. I love that. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. I always want to end each podcast with a little story about me. And anybody that knows me know that I like talking about me in life. But I would just tell you that we was talking a minute ago about the struggles of life. And I did tell a story about living in a laundry room for about 2.5 years as a kid. And I struggled a lot. I struggled a lot with a lot of things, I guess, as I grew up. You know, going in the military was one of the smartest decisions I ever made in my life. But another smart decision I made was starting a financial plan and getting financially stable in my life. You see, you know, I remember I saved. One time I sold a motorcycle and all of a sudden I had $5,000 in a bank. And I thought I was rich, but I wasn't. It's not about today. It's about 20 years from today. It's about 30 years from today. It's about a kind of life that you want to live. And it's also about sharing and giving back each and every day to not only your family, but the people around you. It's, you know, holidays are tough, especially when you don't have much. So reach out to people that aren't quite as fortunate maybe as you are and help them as much as you can, just like the Navy Federal Credit Union does each and every day. Again, thank you for listening. Thanks to Cloudcast Media and, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, here we go again, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. See you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.